This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole when you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome back. We're still at, as we open the show today, the Homeoprophylaxis Conference in St. Pete, thanks to Scylla Whatcott and her extraordinary work of bringing PhDs, MDs, DOs, homeopaths, herbalists, chiropractors, everybody together to talk to one another, learn from one another, teach one another. And I'll tell you, I've got someone now who I can probably sit and listen to and learn from for years and still not get it all, PhD Tatiana Obukanich, and we first met a year ago at the Homeoprophylaxis Conference in Dallas. It is so nice to see you again.
Thanks, Robert. It's great to be back to the conference and also be back on your show.
And your work as an immunologist, again, and as a mom, I have to acknowledge that, right? We're parents, too, so we've got sides of ourselves. But what you were presenting on at the conference was stunning for people. One of the big things that I heard from some of the physicians are like, wait a second, you mean antibodies are not necessary and maybe not even a sign of immunity? Because that's the whole basis, is it not, of vaccination?
Yeah, I think antibody was really a central dogma in immunology and still is, and it's so hard for immunologists to step back and reassess the data that we have and also very old clinical observations that somehow got swept under the carpet. So we knew back from 1940s that children who are not able to produce antibodies because of the genetic disease called agammaglobulinemia, they not only go through measles just fine, just like healthy kids, but they also develop immunity and they never experience measles second time. And it was noted in the medical profession and also mentioned by a Nobel Prize winner in immunology in his books. So this is pretty official information. And yet this finding of this clinical observation somehow got misunderstood or not really, no one is paying attention to that. And in addition to that, we have recent studies back to 1990s that show that medical professionals who had positive titers for measles, probably from their vaccines, they still developed measles when there was an outbreak in their medical facility. So that it goes both ways, that antibodies are present for measles and they do not necessarily confer protection from measles, from clinical disease, or there are situations where there are no antibodies, and we know that from these gamma globulinemic patients, and once they get from measles the first time, they develop immunity without relying on antibodies, and they still have immunity. So
it's confounding, isn't it?
It's very confounding, and it's a pity that this observation of both studies got somehow didn't make it into the textbook of immunology, and I'm pretty sure that a garden variety immunologist doesn't even know about them.
Wow. And you know, when you study at the depth of what you study, I mean, to find something from the 1940s, I mean, some people say, well, that's probably out of date. How do you know it's still applicable, right? And when you make a determination like that, a lot of the foundations for what we do today happened 100 years ago that are still valid. So when you ran across that one about antibodies not being necessary, did anybody else know about it, or did you come out and say, look what I found?
See, for me, it was very surprising even for myself. And you know, if a clinical observation is made, I think it is relevant for when it was back then and as it is right now. So maybe right now it's not as obvious that children with agammaglobulinemia, and there are very few because it's a genetic disease, that they would fail to develop immunity, that they would develop immunity from measles without having antibodies, because first of all, we don't have measles anymore as much as we had before. So right now, it wouldn't be as obvious to physicians. But I think that whatever observations that were made before, they are still valid because the immune system works the same, biology works the same. We haven't changed, we haven't evolved as an organism, as a human being from 1940s to now. It's impossible.
Right. We're reporting live from the Homeoprophylaxis Conference, evidence-based choice. That's the thing. We've got evidence that's happening here for those of you who say, how could it be possible? And we're talking with Dr. Tatiana Obukanich because she's validated some of these concepts that maybe homeopaths and others have been arguing that, you know what, we're kind of tilting at immunological windmills, to use that analogy from stories, that we all maybe want to help the immune system, but are we actually doing it? And that's the questions you had the integrity to ask. Is this the right way to go? And as you said, even you were surprised because of probably all the basis for immunology says the antibody is the thing.
Sure. And one thing that we need to keep clear is that there is a difference between the immune system and immunity. The immune system, or sometimes it is referred to as innate immunity, is not about preventing infection or preventing reinfection. It is about resolving infection that you get. And there are ways to strengthen the immune system that have nothing to do with vaccination and have nothing to do even with how HP, homeoprophylaxis, is in theory being applied. So to strengthen the immune system, you need to work on nutrition, on gut microbiome, on stress, on breastfeeding infants, all of that. But once we pass that stage of resolving infection, then we enter the stage of immunity, which is preventing your body from being reinfected by the same virus. And that stage, or it's a state rather than a stage, it's very specific to the antigen or to the pathogen that had been encountered. So if we are working on nutrition, nutrition is not going to make you immune from measles. No way. So the only way you are immune from measles if you've seen measles antigen in the form of natural infection or in the form of vaccine, which we know doesn't give you lifelong immunity. It gives you short-term protection, but still there has to be an antigen involved to get to that immunity. And so basically, because there is a confusion between the immune system and resolution of infection and immunity, we get these concepts mixed up and we arrive at totally wrong conclusions.
And that's what I love about being here and you're presenting, and we get to try and clarify and clear these misunderstandings or the confusions where everything gets mishmashed together. I've often used an analogy, maybe it's crude in terms of kind of what you're saying. Like if I can identify a criminal who's out to get me. I didn't identify them the first time and they mugged me and they stole something from me. But now I know what they look like, right? And the next time I encounter them, I'm tied down to a chair and I can't move. I know they're coming at me and I can't get out of the way. And I think, again, you tell me where I'm wrong here. It's a crude analogy, but that vaccines may actually tie your immune system up rather than free it and make it more viable so that even if we have an antibody, like you said, and you can identify it, if you've corrupted the pathways of how the immune system responds and works, what good is identifying the bad guy?
So I think maybe the problem with vaccination is not so much, I mean, there is a problem with the whole idea of vaccination and trying to take this shortcut in getting to immunity without really having your immune system strong enough to resolve infection and only then get to immunity. Because then if you're relying on these shortcuts, even if vaccine immunity was 100% giving you lifelong immunity, we are still not really doing the good part about nutrition.
Yes.
To make sure that we can go through infection.
A functional system,
right?
Again.
Yeah, so yeah. Basically we are becoming a little bit lazy, thinking, okay, if we got our vaccine, then we don't really need to work on nutrition and everything else. But another part of it is that the way vaccines are done has evolved dramatically. So if we are thinking about the smallpox vaccine, what it is, it was another natural virus. So they took a cowpox virus from the past, or actually at that time they didn't even know what virus is, so they just took pus from there. And they used that as a vaccine. So at that time, the idea of vaccination was just use another virus that gives you a milder form of disease. But then it's only one situation where you can use one virus to give a lesser disease. And it's not applicable to any other virus. So starting with polio and measles vaccines, they could not find another type of polio-like virus, so they had to attenuate the polio virus. So vaccine is then became OPV, attenuated oral polio vaccine. And later on, it became inactivated polio vaccine. And the same with measles. They cannot find a measles equivalent in another virus that would cause lesser measles, so they take that wild measles virus, make it attenuated, and that's the vaccine. Then we went even further, and we started, instead of using whole viruses, start just using a part of the virus.
They
for
call
example,
it, what, acellular, they say that?
No, that's not. The acellular is specifically for pertussis, which is not even a virus. It's a toxin-mediated disease, so let's not touch that. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about hepatitis B vaccine, which is just a surface viral protein from hepatitis B. And if you were to inject that alone, the immune system doesn't react to a protein, even if it's a viral protein. Like, how would the immune system know that that's dangerous? There's nothing about that protein in particular to make it look dangerous. So that's where they start putting these adjuvants into vaccines. So we evolved from the vaccines that didn't have adjuvants. They only had viruses or whole viruses to vaccines that now have a lot of adjuvants in them. And what are the adjuvants? Typically, it is aluminum, and that is what's making the immune response to that added component of the vaccine working in terms of inducing antibodies. And now we are overloading ourselves with aluminum, something that hasn't been done in the 70s, in the 80s, starting in the 90s. From now on, children receive so much aluminum with these vaccines. And what we know aluminum is doing, it's skewing how the immune system typically reacts to things. So in the immune system, the immune response can go Th1 direction or Th2. Maybe you heard about these concepts. Aluminum is a very strong Th2 adjuvant. So it is likely that once we are loading our children, our infants, on aluminum intensely during their first year of life, that would trap their immune system in reacting in Th2 way, more likely, or become Th2 dominant, or stay Th2 dominant instead of having a balance.
And why is that a problem? Hold that thought. We got to take a break here. Why that Th2 dominance may be a problem for kids because of this aluminum adjuvant? We're talking with Dr. Tatiana Obukanic. Vaccine Illusion is her book, and we have it linked up in the show notes as well as to her website. Go to robertscottbell.com. You can get that, learn more, and communicate this for the sake of your kids and grandkids, if not for yourself. The things we're learning here today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, get ready to take notes or go back and listen to the archive a little later. We have it on SoundCloud here at GCN and at robertscottbell.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Here at St. Pete at the HP Conference, that's Homeoprophylaxis with Dr. Tiziano Bukanic. And again, links up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. We have a homeopath scheduled a little bit later as well. We'll talk more about HP for even animals. Ellen Bench will join us. Then we have a doctor of osteopathic medicine, Deborah Gambrell. Maybe we can get Dr. Cornelia Franz, a pediatrician, in. We are loaded in a good way. And I'm so excited anytime I get to talk with Dr. Bukanic because, you know, the immunity, the immune system. As an immunologist, we're talking vaccines, the problems, and this Th2 dominance associated with aluminum adjuvants. Why is that a problem?
Okay, let's start from the very beginning to see how aluminum fits into this picture. So first of all, babies are born Th2 dominant, and that's because during pregnancy, in order for the mother not to reject the fetus and for the fetus not to reject the mother and result in this compatibility, the immune system downgrades a little bit its Th1 responsiveness because that could result in rejection or more likely to result in immunologic rejection. And so it becomes more Th2, which is a non-inflammatory response. But then the baby's immune system has to mature from that Th2 dominant state into something which is balanced so that babies can respond to viruses appropriately with a Th1 response. And why is that important? Because only Th1 response is capable of giving rise to activated T killer cells, and T killer cells are the ones that are eliminating virally infected cells. So let's say someone has measles, they got infected with the measles virus. Some of their cells will have measles virus replicated in the cells. These cells need to be killed and eliminated. If you don't have your Th1 response working, it's likely that these cells will remain with that virus and you will have some kind of latent or dormant measles virus infection sticking in your body or sticking around.
Sure, residual.
A residual.
Tatiana, on the Th2 dominance, is this associated with autoimmunity?
Th1 is actually associated with typical autoimmune diseases. However, right now, we got a new type of autoimmune disease called AGIA, adjuvant-linked autoimmune syndrome. So there it is linked to adjuvant, and it has very different manifestations. But let me go back to aluminum in the context of childhood vaccinations. It is very often done, vaccinations are done when children are sick because they're sick all the time. They already have some kind of cold, and they go to the office, and they are administered with the vaccine that will have alum, because these vaccines are so frequent that you probably wouldn't have a single visit if you're doing the CDC schedule that wouldn't have alum in those injections. And so they are needing a Th1 response to deal with whatever viral infection that's going on, but they are loaded with aluminum that can drive the immune response into the Th2 direction. And Th2 direction is more like asthma-like.
Asthma-like
response.
Right. Yeah.
So then if they are dealing with the virus instead of coughing, which would be a Th1 type of response, and these cells being killed and have to be cleared through the mucus, mm-hmm. Instead they would show evidence of asthma, or they will have bronchial constrictions instead. But now imagine if they are having their 12-month visit where they are administered MMR, which is a live virus, and they also administered another vaccine that has aluminum, and what if that all goes into the same limb? So now you have a Th2 response towards the measles virus, which is from MMR, and why is it surprising that then you find children with unresolved measles virus infection in their gut, and that virus seems to be of the vaccine strain?
Yes.
I think that provides an explanation.
And Dr. Andrew Wakefield identified that and was pilloried for that.
Pilloried, but there is a very good immunologic explanation to why this is happening.
And does that go into it in Vaccine Illusion? Do you go into that in the book?
I go mainly about immunologic memory and why immunologic memory is not the basis of immunity.
Uh-huh.
So I don't touch specifically on autism and all these other controversial topics, but whatever I discuss in the book is controversial enough already.
Oh, you do wonderful work. I'm so grateful for you. And, you know, I mentioned, I think a year ago last time we were talking maybe about the chicken box, how you can have the chicken box as a kid, get shingles later as an adult. It's like, don't you remember it? Right? I know it's manifesting differently, but again, what is the function of your immune system? And you said it well. I mean, you got to breastfeed. We got to care for nutrition, microbiome. You know, as far as I'm concerned, Tatiana, you're a gift to all of us for what you do, what you know, what you're willing to communicate. And I appreciate you so very much stopping by here at the HP conference.
Thank you, Robert.
Everybody, go get her book, Vaccine Illusion. We've got it linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. We've got more HP discussion to go, as well as Deborah Gambrell, Dr. Cornelia Franz, and Ellen Bench coming up next. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines. and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Here we are continuing at the Homeoprophylaxis Conference, and I'm meeting some amazing people, great healers. And I've just run into somebody named Ellen Bench, and she's a homeopath, classically trained, and works in counseling and also uses homeoprophylaxis. Ellen, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
You got it. So you were telling me off the air of the exciting things you found out in utilizing homeoprophylaxis, but classical training doesn't necessarily ingratiate itself immediately to that concept. A lot of times there's a schism in thought form in homeopathy.
You bet. So I'll tell you a little bit about my personal experience. As I had infertility and endometriosis, was 30 years old and realized that I'd never been able to obtain a pregnancy. So I, lucky for me, was referred to a infertility doctor who first comment to me was, how much meat did I eat? So in visiting with this infertility doctor, I realized that there was something about me that could be changed. The next referral, after being to the chiropractor, the acupuncturist, the kahuna healer, and every possible alternative form of medicine that was available to me, I was referred to a classical homeopath. In seeing the classical homeopath, he did an interview with me and gave me a homeopathic remedy, and within a few months I was pregnant. And I really discounted the fact that that could be related to a sugar pill that I put under my tongue, mm-hmm. and acknowledged it as a miracle. But the truth of the matter is that the fact that I got pregnant immediately after sold me on homeopathy. From that point on, I went back to school and had my nose in the books ever since. My children are now 26 and 28, and they've never had an antibiotic, a Tylenol, or an immunization their entire life.
Oh, God bless you. That's such great news.
It's very exciting.
Yes. So you utilize then, you know, I have children 16 and 11, never had any of those things, and you know, I was allopathically grown, so I had all of those things as a kid, so I wanted to do differently for them. And the question I would ask you, did you actively engage in the use of homeoprophylaxis with them, or did you just raise them differently and they weren't sick? Tell me about how you work with them in that.
I did raise them differently. We actually moved to Montana, and we had a garden, and we raised our own meat. And I felt really blessed to be doing that. But I did use homeopathic prophylaxis because there are things that occur with school-age children, as an example, with pertussis. There was a pertussis outbreak in our local school there in western Montana, and they blamed it on the unimmunized children, which is pretty interesting, that they could spread to the immunized children or be a threat to immunized children. So at that particular point, I addressed with a homeopathic remedy prevention, which we call homeopathic prophylaxis, for my kids to not contract that the infectious disease of the day, which was pertussis. So when I heard about infectious diseases in our area, then I would do prevention. What we're offering now for homeopathic prophylaxis or training is to actively do prevention across the board to replace immunizations for the population. But I did it for my children when I felt threatened. Mm-hmm. And they never contracted a infectious disease, or were sick for that matter. Plus, they have what I would consider to be functional immune systems that work when they're supposed to work.
Sure.
And they stay healthy, mentally as well as physically.
Well, Ellen, the use of the term immunization, if we look at like the immunologist Tatiana Obukanich, we can't really call them that in the true definition of the word, can we? Because they don't provide immunity, the traditional vaccinations.
Well, the delusion or the illusion is that they do, in fact, prevent disease. But the truth is that their diseases are being renamed. So in the animals, instead of us calling it cholera, you know, we refer to it instead as scours, or instead of wasting diseases, which are tuberculosis in cattle and especially in dairy herds, we name it yonis or wasting, so that we're a little bit diluted. And the same thing happens when we're talking to Tatiana also and saying that we do have measles outbreaks, but they're in a morphed form or mutated, so it appears as the flu instead of the rash. So there are many diseases that are a result of being immunized that are being misdiagnosed. So it's really not an honest field, this protection from immunization, is mm-hmm. as we call it.
Right. Now, Ellen Bench, you have a website here, homeopathyinformation.com?
Yes, sir.
Homeopathyinformation.com. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. What kind of things can they learn there?
There's a 90-minute free class on homeopathy and disease in general, and the effects of immunization is part of that particular introduction. It's a fabulous depiction. And the goal in my life, and I do a lot of educating of practitioners as well as the public, and especially moms, is that you have the right to choose. And there's no choice if we're not educated. So this is a really great introduction to looking at disease a little bit different instead of medicating symptoms, is to actually build our health. The other issue I think is paramount is being educated about HP, and that's available. There's also a letter on my website, and that letter can be downloaded, and here's what it basically says, is that I'm not a parent who is refusing to be compliant by not immunizing, but I'm protecting with a safer source, being HP, is we're using a homeopathic remedy for measles, mumps, rubella, pertussis, polio, etc., hepatitis B, influenza. B is what we're trying to do is create protection without the side effects. So the long term of using homeopathic prophylaxis is our kids don't get sick. So instead of worrying about the adjuncts, which don't exist in these homeopathic prophylaxises, is they work like a hologram. They tell the brain or the immune system through the nervous system to pay attention and to be aware and be ready without contaminating our body with disease and the adjuncts and, God forbid, you know, the list of additives to these vaccines is pretty scary.
Oh, yeah. Now, Ellen, have you worked with animals?
Yes, sir.
In addition to kids?
Yes, sir.
Tell me your experience there.
So because of my travel in the Midwest and working with families that were also farmers, if the remedies were effective for their families at such a rate that they were so pleased, as could we also mass immunize or replace immunizations for the animals and also deal with their chronic diseases. So over the last 10 years, I've done field tests and have tried the homeopathic remedies for animals from herds to from 100 to 1,000, and now have a new product line that's available for natural meat. When we see meat that says no antibiotics, it doesn't mean they're not feeding it or using it on the packaging, that these animals are in fact being immunized and they carry that disease energy with them. So to be able to address not only prevention but also the diseases when they're experiencing them in these animal populations for dairies, cattle, sheep, horses, and even bees. So bees, most people believe that honey's a natural product when the truth is that they treat the hive with antibiotics and antivirals. So the bees are sick because they're being medicated and eating off of GMO and pesticide crops instead of being, you know, a healthy part of the natural population.
Yeah. Have you interacted with any veterinarians on your experience with animals and the use of homeoprophylaxis?
Some, but I think that they're very medically trained, and there's a lot of resistance to the amount of money they make medicating. You know, it's a big part of their practice to be able to facilitate pharmaceuticals. The other part about that is that when you do 12 years of training and have clinical experience with whatever that protocol is that you're effective using, it's really scary to make changes. So vets like MDs are, you know, are only covered by their insurance if they maintain their protocol. When they vary from that, doing something we call natural, they're not covered. They're really resistant to the change.
So how do Americans in particular, because it's different, I guess, state to state, access HP, right? Where are you located? Are you still in Montana?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a website that's called Remedy, R-E-M-E-D-I, animalsolutions.com, where they can go and see the products, read the referrals, and then also call the office and get trained. I'm happy to share with anybody and everybody interested in doing something that's higher quality for consumables. Our milk is contaminated. We talk a lot about drinking raw milk and having a clean product. If the cow has mastitis, what are you going to do? The only origin without homeopathy is to cull the milk, throw it out basically until the animal gets over the infection, or we have homeopathic solutions. So this is really exciting. We can keep our milk clean and our food products, including poultry, clean of needing to immunize and treat with antibiotics.
How do you in a poultry situation, how do you administer to chickens, for instance, homeopathics, homeoprophylaxis?
I put the remedy from a concentrate into a water solution that can be sprayed on their feed or in their water so that they can actually consume it.
beautiful. And Remedy is spelled R-E-M-E-D-I, animalsolutions.com.
Yes,
sir. We have that linked up
in the
show notes as well. If those of you who want to learn more about it, this is very exciting, Ellen, that you're sharing this, because very few people know that this is going on out there.
Absolutely. And the field testing that's been done for the last 10 years has just been really exciting, is to be able to get rid of challenges that these poor farmers have in trying to produce a natural product. I think that across the board that food producers that do organic or, in this particular case, meat products that are clean, the reason that it's expensive is the only sources they have is to call or, to sell what's sick. So to give them solutions and to maintain that natural integrity is really a significant role that my products play.
Yeah, very profound. And so if they're not a homeopath, that doesn't preclude them utilizing this, right?
That's correct. Well, it's easy to use.
Yeah.
They're formulated with my experience. Mm-hmm. And so they're really easy to use and the resolution exists for these farmers.
All right. So any other message to the people of planet Earth on where we can go? We got about 30 seconds to wrap it up here.
You bet. I think that what you want to do is get educated so you have the right to choose. It's really important to know a little bit about what else is going on right now. What's provided by the vets or the AMA is a monopoly, and we need choice. You need to become educated, and that's available, and that's my passion.
Beautiful. Well, Ellen, I appreciate you stopping by to say hello and being on the show with me. I really love what you're doing. And folks, check it out. It's all linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can follow up after the show or when she gets back from the Homeoprophylaxis Conference.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-Seed Oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil and One World Way, for your fantastic health, call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
If you ever get a chance to hit a Homeoprophylaxis conference, please do so. The people you will meet, absolutely extraordinary. Anybody opening to energy medicine has good energy at this point. And I appreciate all y'all being a part of this. I'm kind of, you know, I kind of get detached from the so-called news world that Super Don keeps me plugged into when I'm, you know, at home doing my things from the broadcast studio. So I understand there's some concern out there because Donald Trump may have been a womanizer. I don't know that that was news, actually. But, of course, it was okay when Bill Clinton did it. Anyway, I don't even want to get into it except to say that the New World Order people, the One World Order people, they are so desperately concerned and frightened that Donald Trump might become president because he's not one of them. That's what it becomes obvious to me. If they're willing to do that, what am I going to say? That tells me even more of what I already knew. They are frightened of Donald Trump, as is the Republican establishment, because many of them are going, oh, he should step aside and let Mike Pence be the guy. Of course, Pence is an insider, a Republican establishment guy. So you want more of that. And I think that was a bad choice on his part, simply because if he gets in, well, they got Pence in the wings. You know what I'm saying? So that's it for the body politic portion of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got a lot more to do here from St. Pete. We got Deborah Gambrell coming up, a DO from the San Francisco Bay Area. Hopefully we'll hear from Dr. Cornelia Franz. I mean, it's a theme show today, definitely. The vaccine issue, the homeoprophylaxis issue, the nozos and things like that. There's another story that just came out from my good buddy Tim Boland. He's a bulldog. Hillary Clinton One Worlders in a panic over hard-charging heroic anti-vaxxer movement. So what happened is that Vox.com put out an article. Somebody was concerned that of all the presidential candidates, the only one who's not an anti-vaxxer is Hillary Clinton. Once again, my friends, I prove my point. It's in, the fix is in for Hillary because she's pro-vaccine, she's pro-One World Order, she's pro-GMO, she's pro-TPP, she's pro-everything globalism. And you lefties on the, and I love you, you lefties, you Democrats, if you're going to vote for Hillary Clinton, you have no integrity in terms of your belief system if it is so-called a progressive liberal focal point, because she is anything but that. She's a warmonger, and she will be the warmonger in chief against the people of America. I said I would get let go. No, I'm sorry. I can't let go of it now, because now I've got to go into the mandatory vaccine issue. And so the thing is, if Vox, a liberal mag rag, is saying that they're concerned that all the presidential candidates are anti-vax simply because they ask questions or they acknowledge that freedom should be, the choice of the parent or between the doctor and the parent, they are, again, desperately concerned. Y'all keep speaking out. Keep periscoping, keep Facebooking it, keep calling, keep podcasting it, whatever you're doing. Get out there, see the Vax team, the Vax bus, and keep putting the word out. There's an image I saw on the social networks. We'll see if we can get it in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com about drive-through point of dispensing planning guide. It says public health preparedness. Nacho, one of the pro-vaccine groups, public health and wellness group of, Louisville Metro? And Orange County Health Department, Florida Department of Health, all are using this thing. And it shows these masked vaccinators covered in paper suits and gloves and ventilators stopping people in their cars and asking them questions, writing down and likely point of dispensing, meaning injecting these people in their cars. This is absolutely incredible. And if you're a doctor and if you know anything about the standard of care, you don't just pull somebody over in a car and just start injecting them. You have no earthly idea about their medical history. I mean, this is the height of lunacy, the height of malpractice, the height of practicing medicine without a license by public health officials. And this is the kind of crazy world we live in because y'all have said, we got to vote for the whatever. And I understand that, but again, you participate in the political system at your own peril. They use your vote against you. They use your energy. They use your money. There is no obligation that you have to participate in your own demise. That's all I'm saying. Stew on that. Think about that. In the meantime, you want to protect your children, keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. We're going to be talking more homeoprophylaxis, more realities of detoxification, toxicology versus virology, the law of the terrain, the problem with vaccines, and even pediatricians and other physicians who know what's going on. This is the place. You know it's true, and I love to be the deliverer of the good news here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com, and we got a whole other hour of broadcast healing to go. You're going to love it. And if not, your money back. Gee, how much did you spend on this hour? I'm sorry. give me a holler, 866-939-BELL, or go to robertscottbell.com, leave me a message, and we'll be back after the news. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world,
One Life. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of One Life. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.